In fact, as he reminds all that really we were of no account. There wasn't anything that we have in terms of our condition that we could ever boast of what we were. But notwithstanding all of that, he says, you are in Christ Jesus by his doing, and that is by God's doing, by God's grace, by God's kindness, by God's electing mercies. We are in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we occupy a blessed place, a position of personal and vital union with the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been placed into a person by faith. And that's the most important thing about us. It's not who I am, but it's who I belong to. And I belong to him, and I've been united to him. And it's not my station or status in this world, but my relationship to him. And I want just to rehearse just briefly what he says about that position that we have, that we are in Christ Jesus. Christ became to us all that really matters. Christ became to us all that we really need. And if we would think about these things more extensively, we would see how wonderful it is that reality of being in Christ by faith. Because the very things that he sets out, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, in a sense, sometimes they speak of athletes, maybe a quarterback or someone, they say he's the language they use is he's the complete package. He does everything. He's able to do everything. There's nothing that he lacks in terms of what is needed for the very task for which he has been assigned. And in Christ, and I hate to use the language because it may sound trivial, but he is the complete package of salvation. He is the complete person of salvation. There's nothing lacking. And if you are in Christ, you possess all things. And notice what he became for us. This treasury that Christ is. He became for us wisdom from God. That we who were ignorant, we were who in darkness, we who did not know our way, and we who did not know God in Christ, now we have wisdom from God. We know God. He is revealed to us. I mean, if you want to understand God and know God in his best, he is best known in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the embodiment of the truth, of the grace and the kindness and the character of the living God. He is the living God made, the invisible God made visible to us. And in Christ, we know God. In Christ, we have the wisdom of God. In Christ, we're not left as wayward wanderers, but now we're wise in him. We're guided and illumined by him. We know the way, the truth, and the life in Christ. All the wisdom. It doesn't make any difference what our SAT is. It doesn't make any difference what our D behind our name, PhD, DD, MD, or JD. It doesn't make any difference if we are in Christ. He has made wisdom to us. And notice, and the wisdom to live a right way. He's the treasury of wisdom and knowledge. He communicates God's will, God's way to us through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. But notice what else he is to us. He is righteousness. He is all merit to us. We were all demerit before God. We stood under the condemnation of his just law. We were all sin breakers. We were all guilty. We were all condemned. We were all liable to judgment. But he becomes our righteousness. He satisfies the demands of the law, the cry of the law that there must be a price paid. He himself becomes that price for us. But also righteousness calls for satisfaction. Not only the demands of the law in terms of the satisfaction of its disobedience, but that we might be obedient. And that Christ himself is that obedience. And so he fulfills all of the requirements of the law. And it's a wonderful thing that in Christ we are righteous. All the righteousness of God in Christ, justified, accepted, acquitted, no condemnation at all. In Jesus Christ, he becomes righteousness, the righteousness of God to us. We cannot be made more righteous than when we believed in him and are accounted righteous. There's nothing we can improve our legal standing before God. And as righteous in Christ, we have right. Even as Watts perceived it, Bold we can approach the throne. Not Watts, that's a Wesley. Bold I approach the throne of grace. How can I do that so boldly? Because I've got right to. I'm righteous by the merit of Jesus Christ. I have the merit of Christ accounted to me, reckoned to me. And as long as I'm in Christ, and I will always be in Christ by His grace, then I have righteousness covering me. I'll never be, in a sense, before the eyes of the living God, unrighteous. I'll never be in the place where I'm going to come under and come under the jurisdiction of His judgment and condemnation. In Christ, He is righteous. I am righteous. And He becomes the righteousness of God to us. Notice also sanctification. I mean, he's all wisdom for us. He's all merit for us. And in sanctification, I would say He's all life and holiness to us. He is that life that in Christ we are set apart for God. He who was always set apart for God, He who always pleased God, in Christ we're set apart in Him as those who are pleased, with whom God is pleased and with whom God will continue to do a work of sanctification. He is the source of our life. He's the source of our holiness, and He's the fountain and He's the pattern of all that holiness. Everything that God designs for us to be, we are in Him. Christ will bring that all to pass. We're set apart for God in Him. We're in the process. We're in the process of being renewed in the image of God, transformed into His likeness from glory to glory. Sanctification, what is it? It's the very beginning of a life set apart for God, and it's the whole process, and Christ is all of sanctification. Everything that we need to live unto God, to live apart from sin, to be conformed to the image of God, and be restored to that which our humanity lost in the fall, is in Christ. It's all in Him. He became sanctification to us. And then it uses a word that we're familiar with as well. It's redemption. Redemption, just simply we could say, is deliverance. He's all our deliverance. He's our deliverer. He's the one who delivered us from sin, from guilt, from hell, from death, from the grave, from Satan, from this present evil age. He delivered us, but He's all our deliverance. The whole idea, and many of the expositors, as they look at this section, says what it's speaking of the wisdom of God that opens our minds. Christ is the enlightenment to us of God Himself. Christ is righteousness, the merit of the righteousness of God, as it were, counted to us, the holiness of God imparted to us and formed in us. And so redemption looks toward not just simply that initial deliverance from bondage, but redemption looks to the full deliverance from all misery, suffering, sorrow, and weakness, and to the full condition of deliverance, away out of that condition of misery, sorrow, and weakness, into the state of perfection, the redemption of our bodies and our souls completely, when we're conformed to Christ and resurrected to be with Christ. He's all of that. And so basically, in just this small little verse of chapter 1 and verse 30, he basically just sets out what a mind it is to be in Christ. There is nothing that we lack. Merit, holiness, and redemption, deliverance, and wisdom, it is all in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no way, in a certain sense, to break apart that package. There is no way in Christ that we become unrighteous. There's no way in Christ, while we're in Christ, that we will not be sanctified. There is no way in Christ that we will not be ultimately delivered. And you will notice that there's nothing about us here, not in terms of what we do and what we are. It's all on account of what He is to us. He is to us all these things by faith in Christ and by God's doing. I sometimes, up in the church office, we have the little copier and the little cartridge. You've got to the cartridge runs out and everything starts getting blurry on the bulletin, and so you've got to get into this package. And you know how you get the cartridge, but it's in this brown packaging that I try to rip apart with my bare hands. And you know, and it's usually these things happen when you're trying to get things done quickly, you know, and you can't get it done. And I'm just reaching, and I'm trying to grab that thing, and I'm just twisting it and pulling it. It's so elastic, it is just not coming. That little cartridge is in there. If I can just rip this package open and get into that thing, and it becomes frustrating. If you could see it, it's a whole comedy of errors. Finally, you got to take a scissor or a pencil and hack to it and get that package open. Now this may seem like an awful analogy, but in a certain sense, listen, the believer's whole life, the believer's whole existence and everything is wrapped in a package that nothing can break. It's locked inside Christ Jesus himself. And it's not so much what's inside that package. It's Christ is wisdom. I look at that package, there's all wisdom. Look at that package, it's all righteousness. I look at that package, it's all sanctification. It's all deliverance. It will bring me from the beginning to the end, the Alpha and the Omega. It's not what's inside that package. It's Christ himself. That is our hope. That is the firmness of all that we possess. There is nothing that can break that package of God. There's nothing that can divide Christ from his wisdom and his righteousness. And there's nothing that can divide us from Christ. We're locked into him by God's grace and doing. And so as we come to this table, it's a glorious thing. It says he became by God's doing. It says Christ became to us these things. And how did he become to us these things? He became to us these things when he himself left the high place in glory, left the precincts of worship and adoration, took on our nature, took on the responsibilities of our race in terms of obedience, obeyed, he suffered, he died, and he rose again. He became all of those things when he took up for our race to live and to die and to rise again and now intercede at the right hand. He became to us all those things. And this is, as we come and think about what salvation is, all that Christ is, he is to us. And as we come to this table, beloved, we ought to come with just an incredible confidence if we would recognize that there is nothing tentative about what Christ is to us. There is nothing halfway about what Christ is to us. There is nothing incomplete about what Christ is to us. He is all wisdom, all righteousness, all sanctification, all redemption. The safest and best place in the world to be is to be in Christ. And beloved, that is where we are by God's doing. It is all of him. And as we come to this table and recognize Jesus Christ as crucified and risen again, let us do that with a confidence and a gratitude and an appreciation for this wonderful salvation in Christ Jesus. Let us pray, and then I would ask the men to come forward as we would partake of this and of this rich salvation, the remembrance of our Savior Christ on our behalf. Father, we thank you that in Christ there is nothing really that we lack, that in him we have wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And Father, when all things are passed away, Father, that is all that matters. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your gospel call that would call us to yourself, to embrace your Son by faith, a faith that unites us personally and really to the Lord Jesus Christ in all that he came to do and all that he is. Father, we thank you that in Jesus Christ we have your wisdom, that in Jesus Christ we are accounted and credited with his righteousness, a perfect righteousness, better than Adam's, a righteousness that shall never fail, a righteousness that has been assaulted in his own life and yet did not bend and buck. We thank you that in Jesus Christ we have sanctification, that the beginning and the process and the end is all in him. And we thank you for that deliverance and for that redemption at a great cost, the blood of the Lamb of God. But Lord God, a deliverance that has begun and a deliverance that will be realized. Father, all in Christ, the beginning and end of it. And so in him are we safe. In him we are secure. In him we are accepted. In him we are pardoned. In him we have a blessed hope. O God, as we come to this table and consider the price at which he became to us all these things,
Lord God, may we rejoice. May our faith rise up and call him precious. Lord God, may we embrace him afresh. May we rejoice afresh in realities that are ours, even often as they are dimmed by the things of life. God, may we reaffirm them. May we confirm them even as we partake and confess that by your doing we are in him who is life indeed. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for loving us unworthy and undeserving sinners and making us the sons and daughters of the living God. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen.